The latest assessment from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change suggests it's not too late to make drastic changes to avoid future climate catastrophe. But as WFPL's Ryan Van Velza reports, that message is not well received in the coal-centric state of Kentucky.
The United Nations Secretary General says humankind is on the fast track to climate disaster. Antonio Guterres says that means major cities underwater, unprecedented heat waves,
widespread water shortages, the extinction of a million species of plants and animals. And this is not fiction or exaggeration. It is what science tells us will result from our current energy policies.
Global greenhouse gas emissions are at their highest in human history. Scientists with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change say this is our last chance to limit warming to only 1.5 degrees Celsius and avoid the worst impacts of climate change. But as Guterres says, it requires deep emission cuts and a major transition in the energy sector.
Demand that renewable energy is introduced now at speed and at scale. Demand an end to coal-fired power.
But in Kentucky, the embers of the coal industry still burn bright. Around 70% of the state's electricity still comes from coal. Kentucky's largest utility plans to continue burning coal through 2066, and Kentucky still claims a fifth of all U.S. coal mines in operation.
The coal business in my district is a thriving business still and employs over 1,600 people in my district.
That's Republican State Senator Robbie Mills on the Senate floor last session. His comments illustrate the dilemma. The continued combustion of fossil fuels threatens our way of life, but fossil fuels are intimately intertwined with Kentucky's economy, and untangling them presents its own threat, one that for now, Kentucky Republicans see as the greater danger. Between rising fuel and energy prices, inflation, and the war in Ukraine, they see fossil fuels as a way for the state to maintain its energy independence. For example, Mills sponsored legislation that Democratic Governor Andy Beshear signed into law in April. It requires the state to divest from banks that boycott investments in the fossil fuel industry. And even though this new law may not produce its intended results, Republicans' comments on the bill are illustrative of their broader feelings and perspective on climate change.
Fossil fuels have provided reliable and affordable energy, but unfortunately, the fossil fuel industry is under attack.
I represent Martin and Pike County, and the coal was our economy. It has been for many years, and I took very strong offense to what they've done to our coal industry and what they've done to our people.
But I do not believe in the imminent doom of our planet because of anthropogenic global warming.
Those are State Representatives Susan Miles and Norma Kirk McCormick. That last voice is Representative Jim Gooch. He's a longtime climate denier and chair of the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee, which means he has a lot of power over climate legislation in Kentucky. Gooch and other Republicans are against acting on climate change because they claim it will cost jobs, raise utility rates, threaten energy independence, and the reliability of the grid.
You know, unfortunately, we have some people today that actually worship at the altar of the cult of climate change.
But the evidence of human-driven global warming is unequivocal. Experts say there probably won't be another coal-fired power plant built in the U.S. The World Energy Outlook says solar power is now the cheapest electricity in history. The solar industry in Kentucky is growing, and manufacturers are looking to the state to build the next generation of electric vehicles. Climate change is coming in Kentucky. In fact, it's already here. But how bad it gets and how Kentucky adapts to this reality remains in the hands of Kentuckians. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.